I'll now ask David Gifford to join us. David is a qualified actuary and Executive Manager of Business Intelligence at the Transport Accident Commission, where he's led the actuarial BI and research functions for nearly 5 years. David worked at PwC Actuarial for 11 years, primarily on accident compensation clients, including the TAC WorkSafe Victoria and ACCC New Zealand. Please make him welcome.
Thank you. So I'm just going to take a slightly different perspective on the topic of outcomes from what we've heard very eloquently so far here today. I'm talking about the TAC, the Transport Accident Commission, and where, as I think most people would know, we're a no-fault motor accident scheme. So outcomes, I suppose, are a different topic for us, but I think there's some similarities and some themes that I'll speak to that have certainly come up in the presentations so far. So I'm just going to very briefly, I think I've got 5 minutes, so I'll do my absolute best to stick to 5 minutes, talk about the journey that the TAC's been on has embarked upon in measuring and achieving client outcomes. And whilst I suppose we'd say at some level this journey has been going on for some years, it probably formally commenced in 2009 when we adopted client outcomes as our third corporate goal alongside scheme viability and client experience. And that was part of our TAC 2015 strategy. And so I guess what we really said at that point was that from in terms of managing our scheme, it's not just okay to manage the finances and to make sure that we keep them under control. We do have an accountability for the outcomes of our injured motorists. So as I said, that was part of our TAC 2015 strategy. And as it often goes with strategies, especially ones where you spend a lot of money on expensive consultants to help you put them together, it's one thing to have a good idea, like we need to focus on client outcomes. It's another thing in terms of what that actually means to implement. And so over the couple of years after we adopted client outcomes as a corporate goal, I guess we had what I'd politely call an oh shivers moment, which it was when we realised that outcomes are a very complex and challenging topic. So I'm just going to talk briefly about the three broad challenges that we faced in relation to achieving outcomes. First one, and really most simply, is what do we actually mean by client outcomes in a no-fault motor accident scheme? The World Health Organization's International Classification of Function, Health, Disability and Health gives us a starting point. And I guess the expression that we've used partly based on that is return, for our clients, it's return to work, health and independence. And I think that expression, I think Paul O'Connor used that expression earlier today as well. But for a no-fault motor scheme, we only have about 25% of our clients who receive income support. So work certainly doesn't make sense for a lot of our clients. Independence makes sense for our most severely injured clients, but again, there's a few hundred of those a year. So with 16,000 claims a year, we're left with, you know, arguably up to 12,000 of them with where we really have this somewhat nebulous concept of return to health. We know anecdotally that a good health outcome does depend on injury, but it also depends on a number of other factors, and again, I think these have come up in earlier presentations. So the pre-accident employment, health and well-being of an individual, and their psychosocial response to their accident, and their family and environmental situation. So for different clients, from their perspective, a good outcome could mean something very different. For some clients, it means return to work, but for many, it doesn't. For many, it may mean something as simple for some of our clients as eating and dressing without assistance. And realistically, we know that for some of our clients, a good outcome is actually receiving a common law settlement. And just really important to note too that our perspective of what might be a good outcome for an individual may well differ from theirs. So that's the first challenging topic. Measuring client outcomes. There's a former long-standing board member of the Transport Accident Commission, Bob Officer, who some of you would know, who who often said, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And he's probably not the first person to say that, and I'm sure he won't be the last, but in this instance, I guess it did inspire us to really focus on how we would go about measuring outcomes for our clients. So after some research, we introduced a composite measure that we refer to as our Client Outcomes Index. And that attempts to capture these dimensions of client outcomes that we've identified. Again, based broadly, I would say, on the ICF framework. For our independence clients, they're the TAC clients who are most severely injured. We have a single measure which is around goal achievement. And that makes sense, and that seems to work pretty well. For our mild to moderately injured clients, we use a few different measures. There's the self-reported physical and mental health, measured by the SF12 instrument, self-reported return to work outcomes, and then two measures that are based on the scheme data that we collect. So the income duration, 12 months after the accident, and scheme participation, so the proportion of clients who are still receiving any support from the scheme 12 months after their accident. And look, it's whilst I would call that very much a starting point for our measurement of outcomes, we certainly expect it to evolve. And we've very recently been doing some research, internal research, that suggests that that we may move towards a measure that we refer to as life back on track. So really that's about getting the client's perspective on the degree to which their life is back on track following their accident. And and I'll be cautious about this, but it seems like it may have the potential to really capture all facets of a client's outcome. So there's some possibilities there for us. And I would note as well that the team at ISCA, which obviously Nikki was looking after very capably up till recently, have been a big help to us in how we measure outcomes as well. The third and the greatest challenge around us achieving our outcomes is the behavioural change we need to bring about within our organisation. For our staff, who are very busy and their roles really, I guess I would say up to this point, are quite transactional roles. It's a big shift for them, and the concept of client outcomes is a lot more challenging than our other two corporate goals. The time horizon to achieve an outcome is longer, and I guess specifically, a decision or an interaction that they have or they make now, which might have an immediate impact on our scheme viability, so on our liabilities, it may not impact the client's outcome for several years. So as part of bringing about this behaviour change, our claims division, and Bruce Crossett, our head of claims, is here, and he's presenting at the conference. There's a really significant culture change going on. The sort of messages we're trying to get through to our staff is that we're putting the client at the centre of everything we do. That if we achieve our client outcomes, our other corporate goals will follow. So a decision that assists in returning a client to health, work or independence will, in most if not all cases, lead to a more favourable cost impact outcome for the scheme. We have significant learning and development activities that have a real client outcome focus, and I guess the simple way to describe these is it's a lot more about the behavioural aspects of claims management rather than just the technical aspects. And motivational interviewing is one specific example of that. And I guess the other aspect is that we focus more on quality measures as lead indicators of outcomes and probably less on some of the process measures. And one example of that is really the quality of the phone conversations that our frontline claim staff have with their clients. So I think I've done okay for 5 minutes, hopefully. Just to really wrap up, I suppose firstly, just my first reflection is that we've been doing this for 4 years, and we've learned a lot. I think for those who know the cycle of competence, I'd say we've moved from the unconscious incompetence to the conscious incompetence when it comes to client outcomes. While saying that, we expect it will be several years, and I'm not putting a number on that, but it will be years before I think we really reach any form of maturity in terms of understanding and measuring and then achieving outcomes for our injured motorists in Victoria. And just because this presentation wasn't very actuarial, I felt I needed to finish with a prediction. And I do emphasise that this prediction represents my view and not that of my employer, although I know that there are other colleagues of mine at the TAC who certainly share this view, that I think that in the medium to long term, and you know, maybe 5 years into the future, I think it's likely that for the TAC outcomes, the health and work and independence outcomes of our clients will not just be one of our corporate goals, but they will be our single primary corporate goal. Because I think if we're really to sort of make a step change from, I guess, what's probably, you know, been a relatively a traditional insurance model to really to an organisation that actually does take accountability for our clients, that having that one goal as our primary purpose will be paramount. So thank you.